Britta Hauser is a nurse at the emergency department at Kaiser Oakland, where she has worked 14 years. Hauser called short staffing at Kaiser an administrative choice and said it has created an environment where nurses don't want to stay because they cannot provide the proper care to their patients.
We are definitely in a staffing crisis, and what that means is that when the emergency department is short-staffed and you come in and you need emergency care, there aren't enough nurses to take care of you. And so you may not get the care that you need, and you're definitely going to wait a long time for the care that you do get.
Kaiser registered nurses and nurse practitioners say they have been negotiating for a new contract with little to no movement on key issues. They are urging management to invest in nursing staff and agree to a contract that provides health and safety provisions to address the dangers of infectious diseases, workplace violence prevention standards that protect frontline nurses, and minimum staffing guidelines that ensure safe patient care. Hauser said the problem is not specific to the emergency department and that the lack of staff throughout the facility is creating a backlog for patients trying to receive care. Nicole Riddle is a labor and delivery nurse at Kaiser Oakland who sits on the Nurses Practice Committee and the Nurse Quality Forum. Riddle says that the staffing crisis is at an all-time high and keeps getting worse, with regular understaffing, missing breaks, and working over hours, making it hard for nurses to provide the high-quality care they know they are capable of.
Our core, which means how many nurses we need to have to safely run our department based on our average numbers, is 14. We are regularly staffed 6-7 nurses, which obviously shows that in an emergency, we just don't have any extra hands to help. There have been recurrent incidences where someone hits, you know, one of our emergency alarms and asking for support, and there just are no bodies to come in and help because there are no nurses. It's not that skilled nurses don't exist. It's that nurses are not willing to come and work for employers who do not value their time and energy.
Riddle says that one of the major issues that the labor and delivery department faces in regards to the staffing shortage is when pregnant patients need to be induced because of health risks posed by their pregnancy.
If a patient has a medical condition, say high blood pressure or uncontrolled diabetes, and going past, say, the 37-week mark of pregnancy is going to pose a threat to either the patient themselves, the birthing person, or the baby, we like to start the labor process sooner to minimize these complications. Now, when you don't have nurses, you cannot safely bring in this high-risk patient, right? Because if you don't have someone to check their blood pressures and to monitor everything, you can't bring them in and start this process where we know their vital signs are going to change. We know pain is going to be a factor.
A statement by Deborah Katsava, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Kaiser Permanente in Northern California, said that the staffing shortages at Kaiser are due to the acute shortage of nurses in the state. Katsava says that as healthcare continues to face high demand, Kaiser is actively working to fill open care delivery positions, as well as bringing in experienced temporary staff to support their workforce so they can continue to provide high-quality care. Kaiser nurses at the picket lines argue that there is no such shortage in skilled nurses and that the problem with Kaiser is that the company does not value their personnel as they should, even though they have the means and resources to do so. According to California Nurses Association President Kathy Kennedy, neonatal nurse in the ICU at Kaiser Roseville, Kaiser made more than $14 billion during the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet, she says, they're still struggling with chronic short staffing statewide, and nurses are still not guaranteed PPE, screening, testing, and necessary sick leave after exposure in their contracts. The informational picketing at Kaiser came as mental health clinicians in Northern California have been on strike since August 15th. They are also calling for increased staffing. This is Ana Lucia Ralda for KPFA in Oakland.